Why do some people leave lasting impressions while others fade from memory? True influence isn't about wealth, fame, or position. It's about genuinely connecting with others and helping them become better versions of themselves. Influence isn't manipulation, it's adding value to others' lives in meaningful ways. We all possess influence and exercise it daily, as parents shaping values, teachers inspiring students, or colleagues offering guidance. The difference lies in how consciously and effectively we use this power to impact those around us. Your influence varies with each relationship. Notice how some colleagues eagerly embrace your suggestions while others remain skeptical of identical ideas? This varying influence isn't random. It develops through distinct stages that build upon each other, starting with modeling trustworthy behavior that makes others open to your guidance. When people like what they see, you can move to motivating, which requires closer emotional connection. The highest levels, mentoring and multiplication, happen when you invest in others' growth and they become positive influencers themselves, creating a ripple effect of impact. Imagine returning from London with expensive clothing purchases. Would you declare them at customs when nobody would know otherwise? Jim Dornan did exactly that, shocking a customs agent who later revealed this act of integrity made him reconsider joining Jim's business. Nancy explained, "I can spare the money for customs a lot more than I can spare not having a clear conscience." Integrity has become rare in today's corner-cutting world. Without it, influence becomes impossible. Stephen Covey notes that flawed character breeds distrust, making even good techniques seem manipulative. Like a house foundation during a storm, integrity must be solid. That's why small things matter. White lies are still lies. Theft is theft, regardless of amount. Many struggle with integrity because they look externally for explanations, but character develops internally. Integrity isn't determined by circumstances. You're responsible for your choices regardless of upbringing. It isn't based on credentials or titles, and it shouldn't be confused with reputation, which is others' perception of you, while character is who you truly are. Without trust, you have nothing. Have you ever noticed how plants, animals, and people all wither without proper care? To influence others, nurture them through encouragement, recognition, security, and hope. Many mistakenly believe influence comes from authority or criticism, but as John Knox noted, you cannot antagonize and influence at the same time. True nurturing begins with love, the foundation of all meaningful connection. People respond to those who genuinely care about them. Eddie transformed academically because his teacher made him feel valued. Even tough leaders like Vince Lombardi recognize loving team members as essential for success. Equally important is respect, acknowledging others' ability to contribute meaningfully. Recognition addresses our deep human need for appreciation. Robert McNamara observed, "Brains are like hearts. They go where they are appreciated." Small acknowledgments have profound impacts, as with Mark Eklund, who carried his classmates' positive comments into battle in Vietnam. Encouragement measurably increases resilience. In one experiment, people standing in ice water endured twice as long when encouraged. George Adams called encouragement oxygen to the soul for good reason. What happens when someone truly believes in you? Something remarkable. When Charles Blondin asked for a volunteer to carry across Niagara Falls on his tightrope, one man stepped forward, demonstrating extraordinary trust. This principle works in everyday life. Most people see difficulties in every possibility and lack someone who believes in them. Yet people instinctively sense genuine faith and rise or fall to meet expectations. True faith requires action, not just words. Consider the frontier storekeeper who extended credit to ranchers fencing in, expanding, rather than fencing out, merely protecting what they had. He did this because expansion showed belief in themselves. As W.T. Perkiser noted, faith is thinking something is true to the extent that we act on it. The key is believing in people before they succeed. It's easy to believe in proven performers, but motivating potential means believing in people before they've proven themselves. When people fail, and they will, because failure is part of growth, they face a choice: give in or go on. Sharing your own struggles shows them that success is a journey, not a destination. Have you ever noticed how quickly you can tell when someone isn't really listening? Genuine listening is the gateway to understanding, and perhaps the most indispensable skill for influencing others. Dale Carnegie observed that becoming a genuine listener makes friends faster than trying to get others interested in you, because listening demonstrates respect, deepens relationships, and cultivates loyalty. We spend approximately 45% of our waking day listening, far more than writing, 9%, reading, 16%, or speaking, 30%. Yet true listening transcends mere hearing. It's an active process that one student defined as wanting to hear. Effective listening requires steady eye contact, undivided attention, and resisting interruptions. It means focusing on understanding the complete message rather than just collecting facts. Common barriers include mental fatigue, stereotyping, emotional baggage, and self-preoccupation. As Sigmund Freud noted, a man with a toothache cannot be in love. Personal discomfort overwhelms our ability to truly hear others. What if someone saw possibilities in you that you couldn't see yourself? Fernando, a caregiver for Eric, who has severe physical disabilities, exemplifies this principle by challenging Eric beyond his limitations. Though wheelchair-bound, Eric now participates in activities once thought impossible: jet skiing, power soccer, volunteering, and winning a gold medal in international competition, because Fernando saw his possibilities rather than limitations. Effective mentors guide people through uncharted territory, revealing hidden potential. Most people only grow enough to handle immediate problems rather than achieve full potential, which is why they need guidance to stretch beyond comfort zones. The process begins with seeing potential in others, looking beyond current performance to future capabilities. It means casting inspiring visions, tapping into core passions, addressing character flaws while building integrity, and focusing on strengths. By providing growth resources, creating enlarging experiences, and teaching self-directed learning habits, you help individuals reach their potential and create a culture of growth that benefits everyone. The greatest value comes from those who make influencers of us. Like a relay race, successful handoffs multiply your impact exponentially. Only about 1% of leaders reach this significance level, creating ripples that touch countless lives. Reproducing leaders yields exponential benefits, extending influence through others, raising new leaders' potential, multiplying resources, and ensuring organizational continuity. Harvard Business Review found every successful executive had learned from a mentor. The process follows the emergency room principle: watch one, do one, teach one. Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant. By developing influencers who develop others, you create a legacy that continues long after you're gone. Your influence becomes immortal, touching lives you'll never meet. The ultimate form of significance.